pro vision holds hands with vision the same way a thesis is an early discovery process for purpose, with prothesis being the Greek for purpose, whose root word is thesis. Pro meaning look ahead, and provision meaning the look ahead sight providing all the things which advance the vision. It is a word God uses in the sense of bringing something into being with the consequence that its existence is a certainty. His provision is the guarantee of establishing his vision. I do believe, though, we often mistake God's vision as an idea of how it's going to prosper ourselves, and we take his provision as the things he's giving us to make us wealthy, comfortable, living a life of convenience. That's not what he means. He does love that we would do well, of course. But his idea of prosperous and our idea of prosperous are pretty different. The Lord's vision for us is to be reconciled to him, to be healthy and whole, mature, and to be filled with the Spirit, bearing out all the fruits and gifts of the Spirit. That's the vision. His provision is about what he provides us in order that we would prosper his vision. We take the wealth of God's provision and tell ourselves it's all for me, building ourselves large homes, buying huge amounts of property, fancy cars, flashy clothes, when in truth, all along, sometimes, if not often, it all amounts to a misappropriation of his provision. The Lord makes us prosperous not to prosper ourselves, but to advance the body of Christ. Yet I do believe many of us have gotten lost in our own self-centered ways, with self-centered meaning to be centered and focused on ourselves, excluding God. Our weight is far more shifted toward ourselves than toward kingdom purposes. Shift your weight, friends. The eyes see, and the soul encourages the little eyes to see again. The mind wants, and the more it sees, the more it wants, until the heart follows suit, and then, gradually, unnoticeably, we have lost our relish for righteous things, and our relationships with other people have been set adrift because of the destructive trajectory which all began in a very subtle place. Many of our errors begin in subtleties, such as small, little seemingly nothing things that don't appear to make a difference in the now, at the zero point, but out at a distance and over time, the error is staggering. It's like the teenager that finally decides to take a hit of meth to just try it out for the first time. The first experience is so amazing that they just decide they're going to have to try it again. Then again. Shortly, they are hooked, always trying to relive the original high that will never happen again, ever. Almost all addicts spend all their time chasing that first high. It all began in the turn of a thought in their head that they wouldn't be like those others, that they would be able to just try once and stop. That certainly their lives would never turn out horribly. In light of all that, it's a provision, all right. But the question is, who made the provision? It wasn't the Lord. In light of that, we can safely say the vision behind the provision was one of hatred towards God with a full heart of destruction for mankind. Arthur Burt used to say, "Where God's appointment is, therein is the provision." Before the Lord made an appointment for you, He already possessed a vision of what he wanted to happen. With his vision of your destiny, in his look-ahead sight, he prepared in advance what you would need to accomplish what was a necessary thing. This is why it's easy to say that while you are on your journey, God is already up ahead waiting for you, just up around the bend. This is why it's easy to say, the Lord has prepared a table before us, because in the Hebrew word for provision, it comes to us with the idea of prepare. Like, from His provision we prepare a meal. From His provision, the armies of the called prepare for intercession and action. From His provision, we prepare a timely word to the body of Christ. From His provision, we prepare to feed the multitudes of starving and excluded people. He extends to us the vision of bringing medical aid to remote places. He makes the provision of supplies, doctors, nurses, vehicles, fuel, food, plane tickets, border passes, and necessary facilities in order to advance the vision. So when we finally get to our destination, we use His provision and prepare to serve with all our heart. David meant something far, far larger than just getting to eat a great meal when he said, "You prepare a table before me." With provision comes preparing. In Romans 13:14, Paul writes to make no provision for the flesh. In other words, don't use not one ounce of your look-ahead sight for the things which advance the vision of sin, which so easily besets us. The Lord's provision is always tied to His providence. And to use our gifts to advance the vision of ourselves, again, is a misappropriation of God's provision. I do not want to be an embezzler of kingdom wealth. Let us use His provision as a noun, be guided by His purposes which are set in front of us, and prepare as an action verb, preparing the way of the Lord, making His paths straight. So, what do you think?